from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Birthday to the father of the Philadelphia Flyers, Sidney Patrick Crosby. 37 years old today, Doran. Is it contract day? Do you think when we go to sleep at night this evening, because we go to sleep in the evening, that we will be... Well, you could just get rid of the music, Alice. Quite distracting. Do you think that we will be going to sleep knowing that Sidney Crosby is finishing his career in a Pittsburgh Penguins sweater?
No. I don't think it gets done. I think it would have gotten... I don't think that this day really is the finality of a contract. I don't know. I just have a weird, just weird feeling about this.
I'll tell you what. I'm not panicked.
No.
If it does not happen today... I will think it's very weird. And the reason why is because Sidney Crosby is a freakazoid, and I mean that in the best way possible. A guy that could have been making a lot more money for a long time has always made $8.7 million a year because he was born on 8/7/87. I could see him wanting to, if he's going to finally make more money on the contract, as has been rumored, still wanting there to be some tie to 8/7. Because he's a nut job. Again, I mean that in the best way possible. So if it doesn't happen today, you got to wonder why. You got to wonder why. Hey, this was supposed to get done over a month ago. And we were assured by all those tapped in with the Penguins, all the great beat writers in this town, that this was a fait accompli, that this was going to happen. But so I look at the Penguins roster, and here's what Daily Faceoff has right now as the line combination, Storm. And I'm wondering if this has something to do with it. I'm just wondering aloud. Your top line. I don't see Jake Guentzel anymore. He's not here. Drew O'Connor, Sidney Crosby, Brian Rust. Second line, Michael Bunting, Evgeny Malkin, Rickard Rakell. You can win with that top six. It's not as good as it's been, but you can win with that top six. Bottom six, Anthony Beauvillier, Kevin Hayes, Valtteri Pustinen. Fourth line, Blake Lizotte, Lars Eller, Noel Achari. Who the frig is going to score for this team?
Don't know.
What are we talking about here? Mark Gerlzik and Jack St. Ivany is your third pair, and Jack St. Ivany did some nice things last year. But this is not a playoff caliber roster. And when will it be a playoff caliber roster? I think they probably believe it's as simple as fixing the power play. But Crosby's a year older. Malkin, who showed some warts last year. Good player, but not what he once was, not even close, a year older. I could see those two guys taking some level of a step back.
Mm-hmm.
I think Crosby's still going to be elite, but he might not be as good as he was last year. At some point, you're not. And all the onus is on those two guys in five-on-five play, and all the onus is on those guys to spearhead and lead a power play that was a disaster last year. All the pressure's on them. If they're to make the playoffs, you need them to stay healthy, and you need them to perform. And if I'm Crosby, we've been told he wants to play his entire career here because Stevie Y did it, because Mario Lemieux did it, his two idols. Okay, he can value different things than me. But if I'm Sidney Crosby, I don't want to play out the end of my career here, man.
Not at this point.
No.
Crosby's a winner. He wants to win one more. I don't think you're going to get that done here.
I will go out on a limb and say you will not.
You will not get that done here.
I tweeted when they got knocked out of the playoffs by the Rangers. I think we've seen Sidney Crosby win his last playoff series in a Penguins uniform. So I don't think Cup is even I don't think it's
talking point, huh?
Yeah. Hey, you can't rationalize your way to thinking that this roster can win a Stanley Cup. Like Brian Rust said on the Twitch stream, we would have beat the Rangers. You can't possibly believe that. And even if they did, can you really convince yourself that you can win the Stanley Cup? So what's it about? If it's just about, hey, I've accomplished so much already, I've won 3 championships, I'm a top 5 player of all time, and now I want to finish where I started, okay. If that's what he's all about, fine. But if it's about chasing a championship, you're not going to chase a championship here.
Nope. No, I don't think that this means if it doesn't get signed today that he'll be somewhere else.
I agree with that, but I will be wondering what the hang-up is.
Yes, exactly. It's been a long time. Could have gotten done.
Yes. And you basically had a tacit admission, if not more than that, from Kyle Dubas this offseason that they're trying to retool, and he basically said for the world to hear that they're not going to contend for a championship, that they went all in and attempted to do it last year with the Carlson move, but they have not, my God, operated that way this offseason. They've gone bargain basement shopping.
Yep.
And I wonder if they had tried to shuffle some of the deck chairs differently, if they had moved out contracts to move in contracts, move out decent players that could have some value elsewhere to bring in decent players that could have value here if Crosby would have signed on the dotted line already. What I do know is fair is that every passing day from this point forward that a contract is not signed, speculation's fair game. I still think it's more likely than not, like you said, that he's going to be a Pittsburgh Penguin for life. But with every passing day that has not come to fruition, you have to sit here and wonder what the why is.
Yeah, I get him wanting to do it on this day. Has he done all of his extensions and contracts on this day?
He has not, but he's always signed for $8.7 million, and he's got that weird infatuation. So it leads you to believe maybe he wants to, if he's going to sign for more, sign on this day just so that there's some tie-in.
But I just think that you would get something like this done as soon as possible.
Honestly, man, the more I say what I just said, the more it sounds like a bizarre fantasy land hope from Penguins fans. Not, again, that it will get done, but, well, we'll freak out after the 7th. That's his birthday. We'll freak out after that. It kind of sounds wacky when you think about it.
Wacky. And it'll be wacky for an organization to operate under those terms, too, whenever you have other things to address and you don't know really where you stand. You don't know what type of team that you want to be. Do you want to bottom? Like, do you want to? What direction you're going in? You have to live with some contracts you don't want to live with. It doesn't really, you know. And you're coming off a losing season, didn't make the playoffs, and this is the forefront. I don't know that this doesn't really sit clean with me.
No,
doesn't make sense. It's weird.
Is he asking for more money than they're willing to give up because he knows that they're bad, and so I might as well, if I'm going to finish my career where I started my career and I've taken so much less for the length of my career, maybe now I want to get paid. I don't know. Again, I think speculation is fair game whenever you're 6 weeks into this thing and we were told that it would happen on July 1st.
You think it's the trade clause deal that we talked about a while ago? You know, that's the hang up?
If he would say I don't want a no trade clause. I mean, I could see that. And again, I think any speculation is fair game right now. because you're wondering why. A guy that has explicitly stated he wants to be here, you would think that this would be the easiest deal in the world to sign for Kyle Dubas. Like, he pulled off that Carlson trade last year. It's like pulling a rabbit out of a hat. This should be old hat. This should be easy. Oh, you want to be here and we want you here? Let's get it done. Why? Don't know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.